suspicious. That's how authorities are reportedly viewing the death of a man once set to testify in the federal trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Unnamed law enforcement sources tell the Boston Globe today that investigators believe Stephen Rakes may have died elsewhere and that his body was dumped near a walking trail in the town of Lincoln. For more, we're joined in the studio this morning by WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
So back up first and tell us about Stephen Rakes. Who is he?
He's a 59-year-old man from Quincy who'd become a regular among the alleged Bulger victims at the trial. Rakes, Bob, claimed that Bulger and two allies forced him, using a gun and threatening Rakes' young daughters, to sell his liquor store back in 1984. Then you might remember last week, one of Bulger's allies testified that Rakes' version of that story was a lie. Rakes, who expected to testify soon, told reporters that same day that he looked forward to telling his story in court.
He's got his day up on the stand and I'll have my day. Then we'll see what the difference is. Compare them. It's not a problem.
Martha, Rakes had actually told his friends that his testimony would be explosive and that it would be his chance to get back at Bulger for taking what he said was everything from him. But he learned on Tuesday that he would not get that chance.
That's right, Bob. Rakes' friend Steve Davis, whose sister was allegedly killed by Bulger, says a federal prosecutor told Rakes Tuesday, as Rakes was leaving the court, that he would not be called to testify. Now, Davis, the friend, knew that Rakes would be upset, and he tried to reach him several times that night. But Rakes didn't answer his phone or called back. We spoke to Davis yesterday.
But I know, and I would test my life to it, that he would never take his life. There's no way he would have suicide.
Now that claim, Bob, is echoed by Rakes' ex-wife, who spoke to the Boston Globe, and other alleged Bulger victims. They want to know, for example, why it appears Rakes wasn't carrying his wallet, where his car and keys are. These are questions police have not answered so far.
Right. We don't know how he got to Lincoln, where his body was found. Mm-hmm. They found the body Wednesday afternoon. What have police said so far?
They've just said that there were no obvious signs of trauma. They've told neighbors there's no reason to worry about further violence in this very quiet neighborhood where most of the homes are way back off the street, hidden by trees. A statement late yesterday from the Middlesex DA's office said that it may be several weeks before toxicology reports on Rakes' body are in that will prove a cause of death.
And in the meantime, as we said at the beginning, his death right now is being viewed as suspicious, that reported this morning by the Boston Globe.
And by a few other sources. Many other reports, though, indicate that there may have been a chance of suicide because he was so distraught. A lot of unanswered questions right now.
All right, we will know more, but it may be a few weeks. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much for coming in this morning and explaining.
Thank you, Bob.